somebody love me. And now I know.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Today's show comes to you in the vein of where excuses never apply. I come in here every day in the best possible condition to do a show. But lately, as many of you know, I'm going into my third week with this thing. So I'm going to get an antibiotic. I'm not going to mess with it anymore. As you can hear, my voice is still still sounds different. I'm still very congested. So one of these mornings where I woke up at 2 a.m. in the morning and thought, I'm not going to lay here in bed. I'm going to go downstairs and get to work. I got the TV burning in the background like a companion in the basement so I wouldn't wake Elisa up. And I watched a commercial for a product. And around 3:30 a.m., I texted my guest, Anthony Roberts. How you doing, Anthony?
How's it going, Carl?
First of all, I got to say something. That I have such great respect for you now that I know you turn your phone off at night. No, because so many people sleep with their phone on. Like, really, unless you're a brain surgeon and they're flying a brain in that has to be transplanted, turn your friggin' phone off, right? And so I'm glad to see that you do that. But anyway, it was about 3:30 in the morning, and I texted Anthony. I said, didn't you write an article about this thing we're going to be talking about today, which in my humble opinion is the forgotten nootropic, but also forgotten performance enhancer, and possibly even forgotten lipolytic. But we'll get that out of Anthony, too. And I texted him, and I said, you know, didn't you write an article back in the day when all of us were just not on Facebook, we were in different forums? And he said, yeah, I did. And I said, we have to come back on the air and talk about this, because everybody's looking for all these sexy things. But there's something that you can go and get in your hometown right now that either by itself or in conjunction with whatever your favorite nootropic is can only make it better. So talk about the article you wrote first. God, that had to be 15 years ago, right?
I don't think so. I actually wrote the article because the compound in question has anti-estrogenic
yes.
Abilities. So,
right.
That was, you know, sort of what I was interested in. And then what I ended up doing was I made a transdermal. It might have even been with FloGel, now that I think about it.
Yeah, because I was the guy peddling FloGel Ultra on the internet to all of the people who wanted a homebrew stuff on their own. So it probably was.
Yeah, it almost definitely was. So I made a transdermal. It had caffeine, and it had yohimbe.
And then it had this forgotten ingredient.
It had nicotine.
Yes, nicotine. Oh, my God, folks. Let's not forget the power of nicotine. It's the reason people suck that dirty smoke down into their lungs, to get that nicotine.
Yeah, and remember, we're talking about nicotine, which is, you know, a stimulant, but we're not talking about tobacco.
Right. And that's the problem. When you talk about nicotine, people go, oh, wait a minute. No. Nicotine without tobacco is something worthy of your investigation.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I mean, my attitude is pretty well articulated at this point. Chemicals are chemicals.
Right.
And, you know, some can be used good and some can be used bad, and some are inherently better than others. And nicotine is one that's, because it's in tobacco, kind of gets a bad rap.
Yep.
Because tobacco is inarguably bad for you.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You know, which makes me wonder if nicotine occurs naturally in other things.
Yeah, it does. It's in, like, Brussels sprouts and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, so it is.
Which, yeah, absolutely.
So, back in the day, you did a transdermal.
Yeah.
That was caffeine, yohimbine, and nicotine.
Yeah.
And you were doing it because of its beta-adrenergic slash body fat burning effects, right?
Yeah, I was just using it, for, you know, to burn body fat. But it's...
But it woke people. I remember people saying they were using it and they were putting it on before going to the gym and they were crushing the weights.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, you know, it's a stimulant. And it's important not to confuse the stimulant effect, because you do get, you know, you can get wired and it feels good. And people will often confuse that with a nootropic effect, and they're not the same. Like methamphetamine, you know, can be a nootropic, or it can make you, you know, see invisible bugs on your skin. It's not, you know, the dose makes the poison, but also, you know, you can be talking about the same thing and disparate effect.
So we're all high on upregulating brain derived nootropic factor, BDNF. We talked about this recently with Sean Wells when we talked about influencing neuroplasticity with microdosed LSD. Well, unlike caffeine, nicotine influences an upregulation in both BDNF and dopamine.
Yeah, and dopamine is, you know, it's the dopaminergic pathway is obviously very, you know, very important in terms of cognition, and that's one of the suspected pathways for probably every nootropic. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm going to say probably the racetam family, probably modafinil, you know, adrafinil, obviously.
Right.
I mean, probably every hydrogen, probably every nootropic in some way is going to work off that pathway or be suspected to work off of it.
Yes.
As one of the pathways, not necessarily the primary one, but...
The interesting thing about nicotine is it has a cholinergic effect that some of these other dopamine-affecting supplements don't have. So when you combine its cholinergic effect with its dopamine elevation, it really is... It causes a super focus ability... And especially when using other agents to leverage that you're going to talk about. And there's actually one that you could buy in a capsule form already or tablet form from one of our sponsors that we're going to talk about later. And I didn't intend to do that. But when Anthony was trying to explain, like, this works with it, it was like, well, you know, there's a product that has all these things in it. All you have to do is add the nicotine to it, and you've got the super nootropic. So we're going to talk about that and reveal that a little bit later in the show. But
yeah, there's, I mean, you're saying, you know, you can go to your local whatever drugstore.
Yeah.
You can go, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think works, but, you know, I mean, something like fish oil, right? Fish oil has great research in terms of, you know, improving cognitive function. And not this dubious research where it's like, oh, it only improves cognitive function if you have dementia, and then it improves it on this specific scale. Like, it has great research, like just fish oil and, you know, other things. You know, we're talking about grams and grams and grams of it, not, you know, a couple hundred milligrams. Same goes for, you know, acetyl L-carnitine, right? I mean, again, we're talking about, I would say, a gram or two is a threshold dose, but you can go get some pretty effective stuff. None of them are going to, like, smack you in the face like nicotine on your first dose. But they're all effective. I mean, they're all drugstore kind of things you can get.
So let's. I want to hit this point again. For those of you tuning in, and feeling like, gee, I'm not interested in this because I would never use nicotine because of its association to tobacco. You got to stop that just for a second. Just listen to this show. Because we're not suggesting tobacco use at all. We're suggesting nicotine use. And keep in mind that much of the research done on nicotine's addictive quality require the other chemicals that tobacco manufacturers put in the cigarettes to make it addictive. I found these studies. Nicotine in and of itself does not appear to be any more habit-forming than caffeine. In fact, less habit-forming because you can stop it easier than caffeine, and the withdrawal lasts only a couple days. But keep in mind, when we talk about nicotine, and you're thinking, oh my God, I'll get addicted to this stuff. No, the tobacco manufacturers knew just what we're talking about here. Nicotine's an amazing product. It stimulates the brain in ways that create a sense of well-being and sharp-mindedness. But they added things to tobacco that not only improved nicotine's ability, but those are the things that make the whole cigarette addictive. So if you're just using nicotine by itself, you're not going to go, oh, man, I woke up this morning craving my nicotine gum. Nah. You're going to have to think about taking it if you really want to take it.
No, but it also, remember, it requires, like, if you're going to use a patch, for example, right, it requires some planning. If you train in the morning, right, and then you shower after you train, you're not going to be able to put the patch on when you first wake up, right, because you're going to shower 2 hours later. You're going to have to take it off.
Right.
So you know, it's not the same as you socially smoking or going, I got to go outside and smoke or whatever. You have to say I take my caffeine at, as soon as I wake up, and I take it with this and I take it with that. That's more the way you'd be using it. It wouldn't be, I have a smoke after, after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You would be using it the same way you use your supplements.
Right.
And in that way, supplements are not a social thing. You don't get together with your friends and do supplements,
Right.
So you wouldn't develop that sort of conditioned, I need a smoke after
that,
dinner
and that, kind and that, of addiction. And that, for those who don't understand addiction, the acquisition phase of whatever your substance of choice is a major part of addiction, because the addict actually starts to become high and euphoric when they think about scoring. And that's not going to happen with, oh man, I can't wait to get my bubble gum in my mouth and chew it. It's not that kind of thing. So just listen to this about the research and about the chemical component itself, nicotine, and understand it takes tobacco and all the other chemicals to make it addictive.
Now when you were pulling studies, did you see the bumblebee one?
No, I didn't see that one.
Okay, because I thought that was absolutely maybe the coolest study. Was they looked at flowers that had nicotine, and then flowers that didn't, and obviously the bumblebees, they need to recognize the flower, to go through the whole process. It's important for them to learn, right, to recognize the specific flower, and the learning phase was shortened.
Sure.
Okay, they learned more quickly.
Yes.
When the flowers had nicotine, they learned to spot them and recognize them more quickly when the flowers.
Because
had it.
this is what a bumblebee's brain sounds like usually. This is what it sounds like when they spot a plant that has nicotine. Ooh. That's basically the learning pattern that they get, right? And we see this in humans.
It was just, it's one of those things where obviously, it's something is happening. And again, it's important that people realize it's not just a stimulant or it's addictive or whatever. It's not those things at all. It's, you were using the LSD example. I'm not 100% convinced on the LSD thing. I think it's kind of like when people, microdosing LSD. I think it's kind of like when people, they say, I smoke pot and it allows you to focus. I don't think that's exactly a nootropic effect necessarily, because it makes sitting down for 8 hours and focusing more tolerable.
Mm.
But I don't know that is providing a cognitive boost. It just makes this sort of drudgery that you're doing you know, less miserable. At least that's what I've found. Like, if I'm operating, like, when you drive your car, right, somewhere you've been a million times, let's say you're operating at, like, 50% cognition. You're thinking about other stuff, right? You're listening to the radio. You're changing stations. You're planning your day. Whatever you're doing, right? You're still reacting to stimuli, but you're at, like, a 50% capacity, right? You're shaving in the morning, right? That's, like, a 10% because your mind is totally somewhere else. You don't remember shaving. You don't remember driving there. You're a chess master thinking 10 moves ahead, building on a series of hypothetical moves that you have to keep in your head. That's like 100%, right?
Right, right.
Okay, that's not where microdosing LSD or marijuana, I don't think that's going to help you there.
That makes sense.
I think when you're, and that's where I think you notice, that's where I think you notice true nootropics, where you are operating at, you know, the highest level you personally are capable, and you get a boost. I don't think at 50%, you know, you're going to really feel a nootropic like you should.
Well, and also, nootropics, a good nootropic allows you to apply this enhanced brain capacity to a project, for instance, where microdosed LSD, you're riding the LSD. In other words, you're going for the ride with it.
Sure.
It's not going. It's more for exploring abstract thinking and kind of just like letting your brain run on its own,
sure,
free and wild. You may not be able to. In fact, I can guarantee you that in higher doses of LSD, if somebody said, okay, take this LSD, tell me when you start to peak, and then they sit you down and say, hey, do this puzzle, you'd be like, no, I want to be outside. I want to go fly with the birds. You're not going to go, okay, I'll be able to knock this puzzle out faster. In fact, you'll probably take longer because you'll get lost in observing each piece and the uniqueness of it and how the sunlight, you know what I mean? So when we talk about nicotine, we're talking about the ability to focus your brain on the project you choose to, and kind of like bumping up your processor speed,
yeah,
being able to access stuff
faster. Yeah, you are going to have, again, like with the, you know, with the bumblebees, they're learning more quickly.
Yes.
I think that's the important thing.
And I want to, before we go into this break, hold on, Anthony, and before we go into this break, I want to say this. Studies show that this phenomenon occurs in humans, too, when they are non-smokers and they're introduced to levels of nicotine that they quote-unquote feel, they're able to recall and consolidate memory faster and more efficiently. So it's not just the bumblebees. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And, you know, and actually when you if you deprive people who are nicotine-adapted, usually smokers, when you take, you know, they suffer a cognitive impairment, but there is a buildup effect. So if you let them, you know, get their nicotine again, they do see actually greater improvements over time than nicotine naive groups. So there is even a buildup. It's not, oh, I've peaked out on this. There does seem to be a benefit to, you know, prolonged. And that's the way I kind of see. I don't really see nootropics as, you know, like limitless, where you take a pill and you're smart for a day. You know, most of them are going to be a buildup effect.
Yeah. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to lead off with my experience, and then I want you to talk about this from a more scientific perspective. We're talking with really one of my favorite all-time guests to have on the show. I consider him a friend. He's a great guy, and if you have something to hide, he will find it because he is the pit bull of journalism, Anthony Roberts. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Talking with Anthony Roberts today, and we're talking about nicotine, and we're going to talk about some other things that enhance nicotine's ability. As I said at the beginning of the show, do not confuse nicotine with tobacco. That's not what we're talking about here. So, after messaging Anthony at 3:30 in the morning and him replying to me when he got up, I had already...
Oh, by the way, it was still like before 6 when I got back to you.
Yeah, you got up... No, you actually replied at like 5:15, I think it was. So, yeah, I'm not implying you sleep late. Don't worry. No, you're up all hours anyway, because I know that you're always busy doing things. But anyway, so after that, I ran out to Walgreens, and I bought a pack of the Walgreen brand nicotine gum. The ladies tried to ask me questions about how many cigarettes I smoke and how soon before I get up do I have my first cigarette, and I said, I don't smoke. She goes, well, why do you want this? I'm experimenting with it. So I went ahead and got the heavier dosed one, the 4 milligrams per chiclet, and I went home, and I chewed it, and it tasted terrible. It really, it burned my throat, so I immediately threw some peppermint chewing gum, sugar-free chewing gum, and I chewed it with that, and it became not even noticeable any longer. Within about, literally, about 5 minutes of chewing it, I started to feel warm, and I could feel my brain, literally, coming out of the funk of being up since 2 o'clock. I only got like 3 hours sleep that day. I ended up, had planned on going to sleep around 8 and getting up and coming into the studio and working. But after I took the nicotine gum by itself at 4 milligrams, I was no longer tired. In fact, I was energized. And various texts that went back and forth between Anthony and I jokingly said, you're not going to believe this. I'm at the gym doing cardio. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I am so energized and my libido is through the roof. And he said, yes, that's expected. So just on that 4 milligram chiclet, I ended up running my day as if I had gotten a good night's sleep. Now, the next day I tried 1 mil. I cut the tabs in 4. I tried 1 milligram and then I tried 2 milligrams. I took 2 milligrams today with one of my favorite nootropics, which is the Da Vinci. And I can tell you that it takes the Da Vinci to a whole new level of alertness. My ability to apply. I did some graphic art stuff today. I hate doing graphic arts. Anthony happens to be a master at Photoshop, I should also mention. I hate doing that stuff. I banged out like some images so quickly. This stuff is legit, folks. No matter what, I'm not saying abandon your current nootropic. I'm saying take 1 or 2 milligrams of nicotine with it and watch the day unfold. Okay, now you jump in there.
Well, so what I was going to say was I'm actually pretty just critical of any sort of nootropics that I take, and I'm actually pretty pretty critical in that I scrutinize any dietary supplement that I might take for its potential effects on cognition, and that's because I've taken stuff that really got me foggy, that I sort of didn't really notice until I stopped taking it, and then I said, wow, that was that was a total disaster. So now I'll look up every ingredient before I use anything. So right now, what I'm actually using is, people probably know it as a dietary supplement for fat loss, but I'm using, it's called Lean Extreme.
By DS, by Driven Sports.
Yeah, by Driven Sports, yeah. And the, Lean X, T-R-E-M-E. And, I mean, when I looked it up, basically go to the National Institute of Health, type in the name of the ingredient, type in the word cognition, and do it for every ingredient. I was finding stuff. Like, obviously I knew the phosphatidylserine is going to be a cognitive booster.
Right.
But the 7-beta-dihydro-DHEA is also. The green tea extract is. The,
right.
The Chinese salvia, I guess it's called.
Yeah, salvia, yeah.
Everything turned out to be positive.
So why do you think there's a crossover between real nootropics, like we're talking about here, right? Not things that people claim are nootropic, but things that really do sharpen the mind to a noticeable degree on the majority of people who use it. Why do you think that there's a crossover or an overlap between nootropics, performance enhancement, and fat burning?
Well, I think it's what we were talking about earlier, right? The dopaminergic pathways and the we're really working on. I don't think there's going to be a crossover towards really getting into an anabolic kind of muscle building area. But when you think about some of the pharmaceutical, anorectics, diet aids, right? Hunger fighters. I don't know if anorectic was a great word to use.
No, but I got it. I knew where you were going. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look at those, they're all stimulating a release of dopamine, right? They're all absolutely making people feel better. The really sort of speedy stuff that's just about straight up meth, right? And then you look and you say, like, well, Adderall. Adderall cuts your appetite.
People who go on Adderall, there's people out there who get a prescription for Adderall. They fake ADHD. They're adults because they want to lose weight. They want the Adderall to lose weight.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's like drug dealers went out of business or something. Can't these people find a legitimate drug dealer and just buy drugs?
Yeah, right.
Why do you have to go faking ADD?
Because the insurance covers it then, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, it's industrious, I suppose.
Yeah.
But no, like, to me, we're looking at sort of all the same pathways. And to be clear, again, we're talking about sort of cognition, you know, feeling good, fat
mood,
loss.
Mood enhancement, right?
Yeah, mood enhancement. You know, these are all going to be, and actually, if you look at something like fish oil, you're going to find that it's highly effective for major depressive disorder. It's effective for fat loss. It's effective for, you know, for improving cognition. It's, you know, works for Alzheimer's patients. So you really do find that the overlap is tremendous. I mean, you don't have to take fish oil, you know, because you think it's a nootropic, but you probably should take fish oil.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're not going to get enough. Really, you're not going to get enough of anything. You know, creatine is probably the best example, right? You're not going to get enough from red meat to get that, what I'll call a drug-like effect,
right.
Which is really what we want, right? We want
right.
to take something, we want it to be a drug-like effect. We want it to notice it. You're not going to notice it even eating fish daily. Even if you eat fish daily, you're not getting enough fish oil to get the effects that you see in these studies.
Yeah, because you've got to have those larger than generally available in the diet doses of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I eat fish daily. And
do you eat salmon daily?
That's a tall order.
Okay.
No, but if I make, let's say, there have been weeks where I've made five pieces and had one every day.
Yeah.
And
I love
that's
salmon.
Still not enough. That's still nowhere near enough.
Yeah. So nicotine has also been used in some trials with people who are starting to develop dementia, and it's been shown to improve memory recall, short and long-term memory recall, as well as memory consolidation.
And I think those are valid, you know, nootropic effects. Like I said, I was a little bit down on when people say it helps me focus because that doesn't really tell me what, you know, where the benefit is, right? Are you focusing on each individual piece of the puzzle and you're not getting it done?
Right.
So that doesn't tell me much.
Yeah.
You know, but those are obviously areas that are a bit more substantial.
So is there a dose that you have found through any research that seems to work better than others? And I kind of like the chewing gum because you have control over it. It lasts like 5 or 6 hours, and then it's kind of out of you.
Yeah, I think you're looking at 2 to 4 milligrams,
yeah.
You know, between 1 and 3 times a day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and if you use, you know, if you're making a transdermal, you know, then with a transdermal, it starts to become, okay, when can I take this that I'm not going to train or sweat or, you know, I'm not going to work out and then I have to shower. So a transdermal, and you can't take it too close to bedtime. So a transdermal is really going to dictate to you when it needs to be taken. If you're doing transdermal nicotine, you know, or a patch or whatever, it's really, you're not going to have 100 different options. But with the gum, I would say you take it when you take your fat burning or a stimulant stack.
Yeah. And I would opt personally for a patch over a transdermal because the transdermal deposits everything in it into the skin, and then it slowly gets picked up by the small vasculature and distributed systemically. The patch you can actually tear off. And from what I've read, if you tear the patch off within 2 hours, the infusion, if you will, stops. So you have some small control.
It's not, and this is with anything. I mean, if you look at the pharmacokinetics of basically anything that's delivered through a patch, it's not like, you know, like the way we thought it was going to be back in the day when the testosterone patches came out. You know, it's not this steady release. It's a huge peak.
Right.
And then a slow decline.
Right.
So, if you put a patch on, you're going to, you know, sometime in that first hour, you're going to get hit with a bolus of nicotine.
And that could be fairly uncomfortable. It was not comfortable when I chewed the 4-milligram piece. I got warm. I wouldn't say I got nauseous, but I became aware of my stomach, like it didn't feel great. I think it sped up peristalsis, to be honest with you, because I kind of felt like my stomach was gurgling and working. In about an hour, that went away.
It should speed, I guess, gastric.
Yeah, emptying.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Emptying, yeah, it should.
Yeah, it definitely did. It definitely did. And some people say it makes you want to go poop, and it probably does that as well.
Yeah, but you took it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. So.
Yeah, I chewed it on an empty stomach, and I had a great day. And I'll tell you the truth, I took 2 milligrams today with a Da Vinci.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the nicotine kick in immediately. The Da Vinci kind of came on slow. I would imagine the same effect would happen from Lean Extreme if you were to take 2 milligrams of nicotine to enhance it. The nicotine in the chewing gum, it's gone in a couple hours. If you're not a smoker, it may last 4 hours, maybe, if you have a hypersensitivity to nicotine because you're not getting it regularly. But the nice thing about it, in my humble opinion, is you can take it when you need it, and then it starts to wear off and it goes away. And that's where taking it with a nootropic, I think, is the magic, because it enhances the nootropic, and then it wears off, and then it's just you and the nootropic thereafter, and you can usually have a pretty easy day going forward.
Yeah, and for me, I mean, the whole thing with nootropics is, you know, they have a build-up effect. Their best effect is from taking them for months and months at a time.
Yeah.
They're not the limitless pill. You know, these are the kinds of things that you want to take, especially, you know, the non-stimulant ones. You want to take them consistently every day and get some kind of a build-up. They're not the kinds of things where, you know, you see, I don't know, some like Smart Shot, right, at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That's not going to
happen. Vitamin B12 and 200 milligrams of caffeine.
So, all right, so you brought up the vitamin B12.
Well, wait. Hold that.
Yep.
I got to take a break. I want to come back. I want to pick up with vitamin B12. I also want to talk about nicotine as a pre-workout. There's some rumors that it's a vasoconstrictor, but we've known that working out can overcome that in some other agents. B12 and vasoconstriction when we come back. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Anthony Roberts.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. We're talking about the forgotten nootropic, nicotine. Now, it's not something you're going to find in a nootropic blend because there is some level of control, and we'll talk about that later in the show. But it's something you can absolutely get in your hometown at any CVS, Rite Aid, or Walgreens drugs in chewing gum form. So I said B12, and you said, well, now that you mentioned B12.
Well, so, yeah, I was going to address there was a guy on Facebook who asked about a product. He asked about a product called, I believe, Qualia.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that product, for whatever reason, that product starts, the first ingredient is like 1,000 micrograms or something of B12. So it's got this, like, whatever that is, like, 1,000.
1 milligram has got to be, like, 15,000 times the RDA of vitamin B12 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, like, 15,000 times the RDA.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a weird thing because it's the sort of nutrient, you know, that or whatever, choline, there's a bunch of them, that if you're deficient, you know, maybe you'll have some sort of cognitive impairment.
Right.
But if you're not deficient, taking a ton of it won't necessarily lead to some sort of benefit. And that's, you know, that's what you see with, that's what you see with a lot of things. Like, you know, if you, so for example, the example I tend to use is vitamin C, right? So if you have, you know, scurvy, you know, taking vitamin C is going to, basically is going to cure you, right? Taking vitamin C is going to prevent it. But if you're a hard training athlete, right, taking a ton of vitamin C, like supplemental vitamin C, is more likely to cause reduced adaptation to training.
Yep.
It's going to impair your ability to make gains.
That's
right. So, yeah, it's got this indication in a specific pathology, and it's got this indication in preventing that pathology. But when you take too much, it doesn't benefit you. It becomes detrimental.
What ingredients do you feel leverage what nicotine does? I mean, yohimbine. There's a new yohimbine out there that that has the quote unquote blood pressure increasing effects removed, and I would think that's important if taking something that has been noted to cause vasoconstriction, which nicotine is supposed to do, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, to me, and this is going to be a real biased answer, I can't take a ton of yohimbine at all. There's some dose, so I'm going to go back to, strangely enough, I'm going to go back to Driven Sports. Whatever dose they have in Superstim works for me. Every other product I've taken with any kind of yohimbine in it, it scatters me. It makes me unable to focus.
And it makes me feel clammy. All yohimbine seems to make me feel like I'm clammy, on the verge of sweating.
Yeah, there's this sort of, it's, you know, to me it's can get me anxious. You know, there's just, I'm sort of the type of person that I would avoid it. I don't even know, you know, what type you're talking about, because like when there's a new thing with yohimbine, I almost selfishly gloss over it because I'm like, I'm not trying that.
So obviously, caffeine enhances nicotine, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, and they're very similar, but I have a suspicion that they're working on divergent enough pathways that they have a degree of synergy.
What else do you think? I mean, because since it does have a cholinergic effect also, nicotine being that, does it make sense to have it with a choline donor?
Yeah, I was going to say choline would seem to be the obvious choice there, right? So, or phosphatidylcholine or something like
Alpha
that,
Alpha GPC,
right?
Is a choline, right?
Yeah. So, but again, you know, we want to talk about dosing. Like, you need to take, you know, efficacious doses, and I don't think that generally people do. I think they take far too little. And alpha, you know, GPC.
It's expensive.
It is expensive. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I was looking at some the other day, and it was at Walgreens, actually. And so I was looking at it, and I was saying to myself, you know, is this, I think it was that, and it was, maybe it was Alcar, right? Acetyl-L-carnitine together. And I was like, is my money better spent going to more fish oil, you know?
Yeah.
Because the amount you can get, you get 3 months worth, right, for the price of 1 month worth at a low dose of
right.
The other stuff.
Well, and the other thing, there's a form of magnesium that Life Extension Foundation published a study probably about 6 years ago that showed that it enhanced brain function in people with dementia. It's a unique form of magnesium called magnesium threonate.
Okay.
And the science on it is really profound. And I've always wondered why no one includes that, other than the fact that, like most minerals, you've got to take a significant amount, and it's hard to fit that into one or two capsule serving type products.
Well, so that's I'm going to go back to these guys for a second. That Qualia brand that the dude asked about, they have like a 6-capsule serving.
Yeah.
For the PM, there's an AM, and the AM is like 3 capsules, and the PM is 6. So they're at 9 a day, which, like, I don't care personally. You know, for me, I don't care. But I think the average person cares. I think the average person doesn't want to take, you know, 9 capsules.
No.
Just for a nutrient.
Because if they're taking that, that's not the only thing they're taking. They're probably people who take other supplements as well, and that's that 9 caps is a big commitment. That's a big commitment. That displaces a lot of other supplements that you still have to take. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that's just a ton of capsules that you're taking before you start taking anything else.
So I want to summarize this discussion because I want to take one more commercial break, and I want to come back and talk about something that I didn't mention to you, but someone messaged me and wanted me to ask you how it is, how's the vegetarian diet going? And people want to know what type of vegetarian diet you run. So,
okay.
So we could talk about that when we come out of the next break. But I want to summarize for those who are looking to neurohack, biohack their bodies. If you've already found a great blend, something that works for you, I don't care if it's something that you buy on your own and you conjure up at home, or it's a product like Lean Extreme or Da Vinci that you take now and you're going, you know, this is good stuff. And you just want to go, okay, I found something that works. I want to take it up a level. I want to amplify it without getting jitters and stuff. Go to Walgreens, go to CVS, go to Rite Aid, go into the where they sell the cigarettes and buy the private label brand nicotine gum. Buy the 4 milligrams, take them home, cut them into 4s or cut them in half. Start out with 1 milligram and see how you feel with that, because if you've never smoked or you haven't smoked since you were a teenager, you probably will feel something from the 1 milligram. I predict 2 milligram is where you're going to be. But it's definitely worthy of your investigation, experimentation. The one thing I want to talk about before we go into the break and talk about the vegetarian diet, which I'm remiss not to go back to this, the vasoconstrictive effects of nicotine. Highly overreported. You think it matters if you're going into the gym and you've taken 2 milligrams of nicotine? Is it going to cause a greater degree of resistance, hemodynamic resistance?
Right. So here's the thing, right? Like people talk about this all the time with regards to training, and you know, I mean, like pump products are one of the most popular categories. So this is a roundabout way of sort of answering the question by saying it kind of doesn't matter. Like that, the pump, the vasoconstriction or the vasodilation is neither necessary nor sufficient to cause the adaptations. It can be inhibitory or contributory. So I think a lot of time is sort of spent thinking about these things.
Yeah.
Pump products, right? Neither necessary nor sufficient to get a pump to make progress, get stronger, and build muscle.
Right.
So why would you take that product knowing that thing?
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, like, I would have to do a lot more research into this, just this specifically. But in general, and, you know, we can look at stuff like the occlusion training and how that works.
Yeah, right.
You know, we can look at tons of stuff. But in the end, we're spending this time looking into something that
probably isn't.
Even if we know the exact mechanisms,
Yeah. We
don't know if it's doing stuff that we want done.
Right, right. And I think that I've read a blog post by Adele Musa talking about the vasoconstrictive actions of caffeine, I think. And in the research that he cited, it showed that the vasodilatory effects and hemodynamic effects of working out like overcame that, like within the first couple minutes. It was like, nah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the load you're putting on your body.
I wouldn't be surprised. That sounds, because like I said, it kind of doesn't matter, you know, like you don't. I mean, when I was in France, people were like, lighting up before and after the gym.
Yeah, right.
Like literally, going in, putting a cigarette out, going to gym, training, coming back out, lighting up, and, you know, I don't think it was affecting them, and obviously people training on caffeine all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so think about adding nicotine to your nootropic blend. Get it at your Rite Aids, Walgreens. Be sure to tell the person that's helping you that you don't smoke cigarettes, because it's going to be an amusing conversation from that point forward. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, Dr. John Parker, who is deployed in Qatar, wants to know about Anthony Roberts' vegetarian diet. He blindsided me. I said, I don't know that Anthony's a vegetarian. He goes, no, he announced it not too long ago that he went vegetarian. So we're going to answer
I've been vegetarian since high school, so I don't know.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
I don't know if I announced it.
Well, we're going to talk about it now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome. I was actually looking for a song that I could sing, do my best John Lennon impression, and say, all we are saying, give nicotine a try. But I couldn't find it fast enough, so there you go. Give nicotine a try. Anyway, so I've known you for, God, at least 12 years.
Yeah.
And I have never known that you were a vegetarian, which begs a second question that I'll ask. So you've been a vegetarian since how old?
14, 15.
So qualified vegetarian, what's the vegetarian diet to you?
So that was strict, okay? So that was that was lacto-ovo.
Okay.
That would have been lacto-ovo, so I would have consumed, dairy and eggs.
Which, by the way, I must say something here, that when we look at long-lived populations like the Hunza, and I know that people, whenever I say, well, the Hunza's not living as long anymore. No, because they've been matriculated and they're eating the Western diet now. But when we look at long-lived populations, we find that, by and large, they are lacto-ovo-vegetarians.
Well, and if we look at, a lot of people that are, populations that are long-lived that are also... not suffering from dementia in later years, or looking, or even statistically, Asians, what, good 4 percentage points higher on average, right, IQ tests, tons of fish.
Yeah.
Tons of fish.
So really, all you do is avoid, quote-unquote, meat.
Yeah, well, so that was for probably, 10 or 12 years, it was just lacto-ovo, and then... then I included fish, and I'll go, but never, basically never, whatever, red meat or
yeah,
pork,
no steak,
or,
no pork, no, no lamb. So why did you do this originally? And please don't say this girl I was dating.
No, I wasn't. I just wasn't, I wasn't a big meat eater. I didn't really like it. I don't think I felt great when I ate it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny how many people will say, I could totally go vegetarian, but I can't give up bacon. I'm like, then go vegetarian, but just eat bacon.
Yeah, right.
More speaking on ethical terms, I'm against factory farming, but I can't give up whatever, chicken McNuggets. All right, dude, then just eat those.
Right.
Make
that your contribution. Everything else is off the table, but you're going to eat those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's if that's the thing you're against, if you're against, factory farming, then, or you think whatever is unsustainable or whatever your reason is, if you have one thing that has to be your concession as opposed to, I'll just support this industry, wholeheartedly instead, just make the one concession.
Right. So
and there's so, no, like, there's no, as far as I know, there's no, vegetarian police that are like, no, you have to give up pork, too.
Yeah, right.
There's no, if that's your thing, and I don't necessarily know where I would fall on the sustainability thing, because I kind of tend to read different things every day. But I certainly know that factory farming is not a good thing.
It's not good for animals. And it's not good for the people who eat the animals. You're absolutely right. It's not doing anything good for the planet. You're absolutely right.
No, and it's funny though, because people, like I said, they have that. They'll say, but once a week I want a quarter pounder. All right, dude, once a week, eat a quarter pounder.
Right.
That's it. I give you permission.
And, that kind of sensibility is missing when people take a dietary template and make it dogmatic. And
that's the thing, right? That's the thing, is that when did it become this sort of canon, you know, like this canon law that you need to, you know, adhere to this. Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, when people, and you know, say, well, I eat paleo, but, I have these paleo cookies, and they're like almond flour, and Paleolithic man didn't have almond flour. Like, whatever. Whatever, man.
We're not truly eating like Paleolithic human beings, because apples tasted like wood back then, just for the record. They don't taste like the apples that we're eating today.
I mean,
but what constitutes a vegetarian diet? So in other words, for you, are you getting like 70% of your daily intake is vegetables, and then your choice of protein?
No, because right now I eat fish, I eat milk, cheese, right?
Right.
My diet would be cyclic ketogenic, so mostly.
So why are you a lacto ovo pesci vegetarian? Why aren't you just a paleo guy who doesn't eat beef, pork? You know what I'm saying?
What I would be is like a paleo dude who wasn't good at hunting. So like I wouldn't ever like kill the bison. Like the bison would always get away, but like the fish I would always get, and then the eggs, the unguarded eggs I would gather. I'd be like the really bad hunter gatherer.
Yeah,
is what I would be.
That's hilarious. But I mean, I think it's ironic because we have these camps: vegetarian, paleo, keto, primal. You know, a primal is paleo that eats dairy. I mean, it's like, and
is
it's
it
it's
really?
so silly to me. It's so silly to me. It's like, make the cornerstone of your diet one of those things. I think vegetables are really a good cornerstone, to be honest with you. And then choose the animal protein that works for you, that doesn't make you feel lethargic and sick after eating it. And call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. Call yourself the lacto-ovo-pesha vegetarian. Or call yourself the paleo guy who just wasn't a good hunter, so you just cut beef out of your diet. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just funny how we have to categorize this, and it really causes problems because then it causes camps to want to fight.
Yeah,
no,
we're
better.
That's
we're
the
better.
Thing. It causes like weird, like warring factions.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's not even the warring factions. It's just the enthusiasts that bother me more than anything. Like, not for anything. Like, I'm not joining your stupid keto Facebook group. Like, I think you people, like, what is there to talk about? That's it. Just eat mostly fat. Don't have too many carbs. Why would you people want to talk about this?
Well, dude, I
don't just not want to be in those groups. I don't want to talk to anyone who's in those groups,
yeah,
even outside of those groups.
Right.
I don't want to know these people. Like, this isn't. I eat a lot of fat. Want to start a group? No.
Well, the funniest one for me of all of, like, I get it that people need to understand, well, how do you go keto, macros, and all that sort of stuff. But the one that's the funniest for me, the one that's almost like selling cans of air and people going, oh, I'm going to buy that. That's actually a can of air. I want a can. It's like, dude, you don't need a can of air. Just open your window. There's air for free. The one that boggles my mind is the fasting groups. Dude, you don't eat. It's easy. You don't eat for a few hours at a time. You stretch it out for a few more hours. You stretch it out until the point that you could actually not eat for 24 hours. I don't understand how people turn fasting into a cottage friggin' industry.
No, and that's the other thing is, like, if I'm taking a strong, you know, stimulant, like a strong, like Excelsior does it to me, right? Like, and then I really don't want to eat all day. Like, I don't now start being like the paleo, keto, intermittent fasting guy. Like, I'm not interested in any of that stuff. It's just like, I'm not hungry and I'll eat tonight, and then it happens 2 days in a row. I'm not like, oh, I'm intermittent fasting. I don't care, you know?
Yeah. And I don't even like the word intermittent fasting because, once again, it creates camps. And
yeah,
what I've always referred to it as a more ancestral meal timing frequency. Like back in the day, we didn't have a fridge, we didn't have a cupboard. Maybe we had some nuts stored from the day before. We would eat that in the morning. But basically, you started your day like the deer and the rabbit and the squirrel. You started your day going out and finding food and chewing food. And then you rested once you reached your quota. So this whole idea of like intermittent fasting is a phenomenon that emerged, quite frankly, as a result of the industrialization, where all of a sudden people like Henry Ford said, we are not going to pay for people to eat all day. You have breakfast at home. We'll pay you for one meal in the middle of the day, and then you go home and have dinner. That's not how people ate, but that's how people who were building cars had to eat. And bingo, now all of a sudden we had, oh, you eat at these times. No, you eat when you're hungry.
Well, that's like, you know, I mean, and that's, you know, bring up Ford, that's an American thing. I mean, you go overseas, right? They have the siesta, the huge meal, two-hour break in the middle of the day, at least overseas where I've been. You know, go to Italy, whatever, right? That's, you know, it's different. That's not how it's done.
Right.
So there's obviously, you know, a cultural bias, and I'm sure there's some dude in Italy who's like, I only take a one-hour nap. I'm going to start a Facebook group, you know?
The intermittent napper.
To me, it all started, the intermittent thing obviously started with Ori Hoffelmaker, right?
Yeah.
In the 90s with the Warrior Diet.
Right.
And then, I don't know if anyone even remembers that dude, but
yeah, he's been on the show. He used to come on the show. Now he doesn't even respond to emails anymore. He apparently is a farmer. He said to me, Carl, I'm basically a farmer. He has farms, but he grows stuff. Anthony, last question about the vegetarian thing, sure. And then we'll wrap up the show. You never, ever tried to get me to become a vegetarian. Don't you care about me?
You know, it's a weird thing. Like, I always see people, like, you know, talking about it, and like you said, it's like the least interesting thing in the world. Like, I'm not going to talk about not eating something I don't eat. You know, no, it's
you know. So you're not like one of these vegetarians who feels like you have to save the world and get everybody to become a vegetarian.
I don't care what anyone else eats. And my assumption generally is that people don't care what I eat, which is why all of a sudden you're surprised that I don't eat meat. Like, the general assumption should be you don't care what I eat. Like, that's the working assumption everyone should go off. Nobody cares what I eat, and then they would, you know, stop having a thing called Instagram, you know?
That's funny. That's hilarious. All right, so let's sum it up. You sum up the whole discussion we just had on nicotine and give it one thumbs up, two thumbs up, no thumbs up.
You know, people should try it. I mean, that's, to me, like, I don't want to give thumbs up to a stimulant in general, you know? But I think people should, or a drug in general, you know?
Yeah, it is.
People should try it, you know? The danger is really blown out of proportion. And, you know, it's manageable. I'm not telling anyone to take up smoking, you know?
Right. I was going to say, we're not suggesting you dip, chew, or smoke, or vape. We're not suggesting any of those things.
Too. They just have, like, lozenges.
I didn't know that.
Which are probably horrible, but they
have
them.
Yeah. It tastes like, if you were ever a kid, especially if you had an Italian grandmother that you went to her house on the weekends, and all the family came over, and there was lots of cans of beer and drinking, and your uncle smoked Camels, and he used to put his cigarette butts in a can, and one day you thought you'd sneak a sip of beer when no one was looking, and you realized all too late that there were several cigarette butts in that can. That horrible taste of that beer with all of the tobacco infused into it, that's what the nicotine gum tastes like. So put chewing gum wrapped around it that you like, at least one piece, and chew it that way, and you will not taste the taste that I had the first day I took 4 milligrams of it.
Yeah, I guess the lozenge then doesn't have that kind of an option.
Unless they have some sort of bridging flavor enhancement, and, you know, I mean, maybe that could be.
From what it looks like, they're actually pretty small. Like, I don't think there's a lot to them, and I'm going to guess they're, you know, sucralose or whatever, probably mint or. They look pretty. They look slightly bigger than a Tic Tac, so I doubt they invested much in the flavor package.
Yeah, but try it. Try nicotine and report back. Let me know what you think of it. I tell you, it saved me that day, and it's been saving me ever since. I'm sick as a dog. I got to come in here, and I got to function, and it's working for me. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on the show with such short notice.
Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon.
Take
care. All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Pass the show around, please.